Shalom from Jerusalem.
Shalom.
Wow. In Jerusalem, we have Australian accents, just so you know. One of the things that I miss while traveling around out of Israel is, of course, my family. I have three children, two of them, two daughters born in Jerusalem, and one son born in Bethlehem. So now you know all somebody else famous born in Bethlehem. But I don't want to be lonely anymore. And so can I have all the kids to come up and join me up here, please? Great. Don't be scared. No, come up. And yeah, turn around, face everybody else. They're all looking at us. And now I am not scared because I'm going to get you guys to help me. Okay? We're going to learn a Hebrew word. And as we do, we're going to teach it to everybody. And it's going to help our understanding of God and His call on Gideon. Now, we all saw the Levite come and tell us all about Gideon. Gideon was the smallest of the people. And yet, when God appeared to Gideon, I don't know if anybody was listening. I'm going to ask the adults this one. What did the angel call Gideon? Mighty warrior. Is that true? Was he? Oops. Okay. The guy was a farmer, but God saw something else. Okay, now when God came down, okay, he couldn't be seen. Okay, so let's have, if you would just like to stand over here for a second. Can I have you guys come and hold this? Hold this. Okay, you want to hold this for me? Excellent. You okay back there? You all right? All right. Okay. She's fine, whoever belongs to this one. You see, when the angel came down, Gideon was working. He was doing his job. He was trying to hide his food from the nasty thieves who were coming out to steal him. No, we can't see you yet. Now, what happened is the angel came down. And then in our English translation, it says, and the Lord appeared to Gideon. Except that in Hebrew, which is a different language, it's the verb is passive. It means the angel was allowed to be seen. So the angel was there, but Gideon couldn't see him. And then somebody came along and went, hello.
Hello.
And now they could start talking. But the angel was always there. And then they give a call to Gideon. Now we're going to learn a Hebrew word. So I need to divide up. Let's put you guys over here for a second. You guys in the middle. Okay. You guys off to the side here. Let's hold this and face the front. Okay, you guys hold this one and face the front. You guys hold this. There you go. And face the front. Okay, with your little letters. A-M-N. What does that say? Amen. You see, there's no vowels in Hebrew, so you only have the consonants. A-M-N. And what does amen mean? Does anyone know? Do you know what it means? I agree. Okay. Actually, a lot of people don't know what it means, including rabbis. And they keep asking themselves, guys, why do we say the word amen at the end of every prayer? Every time we pray, we always say amen. Actually, we say in Jesus' name, amen. What it means is the Jewish people had a big discussion for hundreds of years. What does this mean when we pray amen? And they decided that amen stood for three words. Okay? So the A stands for Adonai. Means God. So when I say the word Adonai, you stick the A out, and I want everybody here to yell out, God. Can you say that? Let's try that. Adonai.
God.
All right. The M stands for Melech, which means king. So when I say Melech, stick your M out. Very good. Okay, and everybody in this one and just on that side, you're going to yell out, King! Can you do that? All right. Melech.
King.
Oh, a bit slow. Let's try. Adonai.
God.
Melech.
King.
And the N. Now this is a very long Hebrew. You okay back there? A very long Hebrew word. Ne'eman. Faithful. So everybody else, when I say Ne'eman, that's a big long, you'll forget that one. Stick your N out, and you will say faithful. So, the Gideon, he's hiding from his enemies, because that's what we do. But God was present. But you couldn't see him. And all of a sudden you could. And he said, Gideon, I have a task for you. And Gideon was a bit scared. Where has God been in all this trouble? When things go bad, where is God? Why is he not around? But he is, because he's faithful. Adonai,
God.
Melech,
King.
Ne'eman,
faithful.
God, the King, is faithful. That's why you say amen at the end of every prayer. There's nobody else up there to pray to. Just God. And he's a king. And he is very faithful. And even though you can't see him, he's there. And he's big. And who does he choose? The smallest. And the task that he gets us to do is so big. It's so scary. But you're not on your own. Because God, he's a king. He's got big armies. And he is very faithful to use them. And that is the reason why we don't lose. Because our God is the king, is faithful. Let's say that again. Amen. Adonai.
God.
Melech.
King.
Ne'eman.
Faithful.
All right, kids. Thanks. You can go back to your seats. I have a task for you. That's what God says to you, not just to those who have collars, but to everybody. And the task is huge. Go into all the world and make disciples. And sometimes it's dark. Sometimes it's scary. Sometimes he takes you to foreign lands. Sometimes he just takes you out the front door. And it's just as scary in all of those places. But there's somebody with you, even though you cannot see him, he is there. Maybe they'll be revealed to you. Maybe somebody will come along and take the veil away, just for a bit. And it might be in the face of a friend. Might be in a song. Might be in an angel. But God, who chooses the smallest of peoples, is very big. And he is a king. And he has big armies. And so we do not have to be afraid. Because even though Gideon was scared, and even though he is the smallest, how does it end? He wins. And God wins. Jesus said to us, the little people, said, you will do greater things than me. Did we? Yes, we did. Jesus healed. And what has the church done? Built hospitals all over the world and healed millions and millions of people. We did what he told us to do. Jesus said, you're going to feed the sick, feed the hungry, and we did. We built soup kitchens everywhere. Jesus taught disciples. And what did the church do? Built schools everywhere. We have done what our master told us to do. And He continues to call us, and we do not need to be afraid. Not ever. Because our God, the King, is faithful. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.